Okay, go ahead.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I will call and order the Tama County Landfill full board. And please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag,
of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Rachel, would you do a roll call, please?
Yes. Dennis Garten.
Here.
Steve Shamblin.
Here.
Candy Carlson. Candy Carlson.
Hi, this is Carl Swanson with Lawrence & Associates.
Morning, Carl.
Morning.
We'll come back to Candy. Bob Williams.
Yeah, I'm here.
Bert Bundy.
Here.
Chris Stiders.
Here.
Clay Parker.
Here. Tom Riley, wait.
Amanda Jenkins.
Here.
Danielle Eystone.
Clayton Coles.
Danielle let us know that she wouldn't be on here. Jonna Jones.
Here.
Jim Spokay.
Here.
Dave Zemo.
Here.
Lou Beats.
Here.
Okay, I'll circle back to Candy Carlson. Okay, we have a quorum, Dennis.
Very good, thank you. Before I open public comment, a little reading to do. Please bear with me. Special note on public meetings during shelter-in-place order pursuant to the governor's order of N-2920. A local legislative body is authorized to hold public meetings via teleconferencing and to make public meetings accessible telephonically or otherwise electronically to all members of the public. Seeking to attend and to address the local legislative body during the period in which the local public officials impose measures to promote social distancing, the chamber will not be open to the public. Remote public participation is encouraged in one of the following ways. For audio and real-time comments, phone 551-240-6981, or for submission of public comments and comment on agendized items, please specify the agenda item to email to Tehama County Recycles at co.tehama.ca.us. Comments may be made via email through the meeting, as this email is actively monitored. If you have trouble accessing the meeting, contact the agency office for assistance at 530-528-1103. At this time, I will open public comment.
This is Rachel. I have just one public comment, and it's pertaining to SB 1383 regulations. During CalRecycle's last monthly meeting, they advised that they were still currently working on the regulations. They were hoping to have the regulations finalized and submitted to OAL prior to their September deadline, and that is their current goal. So in lieu of having the final regulations, the agency has completed amending the JPA agreement, designating the agency as the responsible entity to implement the regulations once they are adopted.
Very good. Thank you. Anyone else have a public comment?
Dennis, this is Bouquet. I'm having great difficulty hearing you.
Well, we're all on our phones, Jim. That's all I know.
Okay. Everybody else comes in pretty good. It's just your soft voice.
Okay. I'll try something different.
Thank you, Dennis.
Yep. Any other public comment? Hearing none, I will close public comment period and move to item 4, the public hearing. I will open a public hearing. Item one is the landfill and MRF initial study mitigated negative deck addendum. Rachel, you're up.
So I'll just give you a very brief summary, and then I'm going to turn it over to Einar Diaz. So as the board is aware, we have been reaching our permitted vehicle limitations quite often. So we're seeking to amend our solid waste facilities permit to allow for up to 400 vehicles a day, increase the maximum tonnage to 700 tons per day, and revise the landfill and MRF ancillary operations time. That's not the time that we can receive waste, but it's the time we can do other site work, such as maintain equipment or cover waste at the end of the day. We want to extend it from 5 o'clock to 6 p.m. on the weekdays and to 5 p.m. on the weekend days. So having said that, I'm going to turn it over to Einar Diaz.
Yes. Good morning. How are you doing there, Supervisor Garten? This is really a strange way of meeting. Members of the Landfill Management Agency, my name is Einar Diaz with Diaz Associates. I'll be pretty brief because this is probably one of the most straightforward environmental documents I've ever prepared. I've done an addendum once before, and it's a very simple process where baseline conditions essentially don't change from a previous environmental document. The preliminary review of the project has shown that the action being proposed does not result in substantial changes that require major revisions to the previous initial study mitigated negative declaration, which was approved by the board on March 31st, 2009. At that time, the mitigated negative deck increased peak tonnage to 600 tons per day. Vehicle trips were increased to 250 per day, and there was an increase in landfill height and capacity of the landfill. And there was also a gas-to-energy project that has not yet been implemented. What is being proposed is to increase the maximum daily trips to 400 per day from the 250, increase the tonnage from 600 to 700, and revise the landfill and materials recovery facility operation times. Basically, it's just adding an hour to ancillary times for the landfill and the MRF. The key thing that CEQA guideline section 15.162 says, whereby, quote, substantial evidence in light of the whole record, unquote, is present. Preliminary view of the project indicates that the action that's being proposed does not result in substantial changes that require major revisions to the previous initial study mitigated negative declaration, that no new significant effects will result. There is not substantial increase in the previously identified environmental effects, and there does not appear to be new information of substantial importance. So this addendum includes only analysis that pertain to new impacts resulting from the operation of the landfill and the MRF, and these impacts primarily relate to the increased traffic, associated vehicle emissions due to increase in the number of daily trips, and an increase in the maximum daily tonnage that can be disposed of at the landfill, and as previously mentioned, the hours of operation. Since that initial study mitigating negative declaration was adopted back in 2009, the guidelines have been revised whereby climate change is addressed. The document is very straightforward with, let's start off with air quality. We still, just like previously, we exceeded the what's called the level A thresholds, but we did not exceed the level B thresholds by implementing a mitigation measure that we refer to as AQ1, which deals primarily with operational dust mitigation measures and maintenance of equipment and so forth. So air quality, for all intents and purposes, has not exceeded the previous thresholds, and that same mitigation measure is applicable. With regards to greenhouse gas, You will note that this discussion is a little bit less here. But again, the bottom line comes down to that for greenhouse gases, the Hama County threshold of significant is 900 metric tons per year. What we are, the increase that we have is 771.21, so that's less than 900 metric tons. And then the basically the state adopted and implemented numerous programs and regulations to reduce statewide greenhouse gas emissions, and the proposed project's increase in tonnage and daily traffic does not conflict with the any applicable plan, policy, or regulations adopted for the purpose of reducing greenhouse gases. Lastly, with regards to transportation and traffic, there is sufficient capacity both at Plymire Road and Baker Roads to accommodate what is basically a very minor increase in the amount of trips compared to what was previously approved. So there's a determination that has to be made, that substantial changes are proposed for the project that will require major revision of the previous mitigated negative declaration due to new significant environmental effects or substantial increase in the severity of previously identified effects. That has that condition does not occur. The condition that substantial changes occur with respect to circumstances under which the project is undertaken that involve new significant environmental effects or substantial increase in the severity of previously identified effects is also, that condition is not present. And then there's no new information of substantial importance that indicates that the project will have one or more significant effects not discussed in the previous mitigated negative declaration. That there's also no significant effects previously examined that will be substantially more severe, and that there are no mitigation measures previously found not to be feasible, would in fact be feasible and would substantially reduce one of the more significant effects of the project. But the recommended findings are that the Tehama County Solid Waste Management Agency has determined that initial study and mitigated negative declaration addendum is warranted, finding that none of the conditions are evidenced that, and that there is no substantial evidence in light of the whole of the record that the amendment proposal will have a significant effect on the environment, and that, two, the initial study of mitigated negative declaration with its supporting documentation has been considered by the Tehama County Solid Waste Management Agency and reflects the independent judgment and analysis of that particular agency. So basically, that concludes the presentation. If you wish to look at more detailed information with respect to the air quality and the greenhouse gases, Lawrence and Associates prepared appendices that are part of this particular addendum. So with that, if you have any questions, be more than happy to answer them.
Thank you, Andrew. Anyone have any questions for Andrew in regards to his report? Hearing none, any public comment in regards to the public hearing? Hearing none, I will close the public hearing and return it to the board for item A, the resolution.
Yeah, Clay Park. Hello?
Yeah, Clay?
Yeah, packet page 204, very top of the page, it's saying resolution number 76-2020-2, and it looks like that should be point 1 instead of point 2.
That's my error. I'll have to change it. It's listed correctly on the actual resolution.
Okay, and then under the same page, fifth whereas, it says the addendum to the, there's two letters switched. It should be MND, just like above, instead of MDN.
Okay, I'll also make that correction as well.
On page 207, middle of the page, and we're talking about Appendix D, page 207, it says project on June 6th, 2020. And I'm thinking it probably should be July 6th.
Yes. Thank you.
And then on page 210, up top, it again has June 2020.
Okay.
And then on page 214 at the top, it has June 2020.
Okay.
That's what I have on it.
You know, those are the correct dates because it was prepared last month.
Okay.
June. But the other errors are all correct.
Okay.
And with that, Clay, is that a motion?
Yeah, I can make a motion to approve it.
Very good. I have a motion. Do I hear a second?
I'll
this
second.
Dave Demo. I'll second it.
Dave Demo, thank you. I have a motion and second on the resolution under the public hearing item A. All in favor, Rachel, please call the roll.
Dennis Garten?
Yes.
Steve Shamblin?
Yes.
Sandy Carlson? Bob Williams?
Yes.
Bert Bundy?
Yes.
Chris Stiders?
Yes.
Blake Parker?
Yes.
Amanda Jenkins?
Yes.
Danielle Eystone? Jonna Jones?
Yes.
Tim Bouquet?
Yes.
Dave Demo?
Yes.
Lou Beats?
Yes.
This motion passes.
Thank you all. Motion carries, and we'll move on to B, to authorize the agency manager to sign the CalRecycle Form E-177. Can I entertain a motion and a second?
Dennis, this is Bob. I'll still move.
Thank you. I have a motion.
I'll second it, Bert.
Thank you, Bert. I have a motion and a second to authorize the manager to sign the CalRecycle Form E-177. Rachel, please call the roll.
Dennis Garten?
Yes.
Steve Shamblin?
Yes.
Andy Carlson? Bob Williams?
Yes.
Bert Bundy?
Yes.
Chris Stiders?
Yes.
Blake Parker?
Yes.
Amanda Jenkins?
Yes.
Danielle Eystone? Jonah Jones?
Yes.
Jim Bouquet?
Yes.
Dave Demo?
Yes.
Lou Beats?
Yes.
Right, solution passes, Dennis.
Thank you. Dave, you've got to get on your other call, so we'll talk to you later.
All right, thank you, Dennis.
Thank you. We'll move on to regular items, 5A, the minutes of the June 1st meeting.
Clay Parker, motion to approve.
Thank you, Clay.
Chris Deiders, I'll second.
Thank you, Chris. Motion and a second to approve the minutes. Rachel, call the roll.
Ken Starton. Can everybody hear me? Hello?
I can hear you now.
Yes.
I can hear you now. Hello.
Okay, Dennis Garten.
Hello.
We can hear you, Dennis.
missed my speaker.
Dennis Garten?
Yes.
Yes? Okay, is that your yes vote for the minutes?
Yes.
I'm on the meeting right now.
Like crap.
Steve Shamblin?
Yes.
Kent Carlson? Bob Williams?
Yes.
Bert Gundy?
Yes.
Chris Siders?
Yes.
Clay Parker?
Yes.
Amanda Jenkins?
Yes.
Danielle Eystone? Jonna Jones?
Yes.
Jim Bouquet?
Yes.
Dave Demo? Lou Beats?
Yes.
Okay. Motion passes.
Very good. Thank you, Rachel. Move on to item 5B, the warrant register. First one is regular warrants in the amount of $42,079.87.
This is Bob. Move to approve.
This is Steve. Thank you,
Bob. And thank you, Steve, for a second. Rachel, call a roll.
Dennis Garten?
Yes.
Steve Shamblin?
Yes.
Andy Carlson? Bob Williams?
Yes.
Bert Gundy?
Yes.
Chris Siders?
Yes.
Clay Parker?
Yes.
Amanda Jenkins?
Yes.
Danielle Eystone? Jonna Jones?
Yes.
Jim Bouquet?
Yes.
Dave Demo? Lou Beats?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. And item two, grant-funded warrants in the amount of $3,347.03.
Steve, so move.
Thank you, Steve.
Bob seconds.
Thank you, Bob. Rachel, call the roll.
Dennis Garten?
Yes.
Steve Shamblin?
Yes.
Candy Carlson? Bob Williams?
Yes.
Bert Gundy?
Yes.
Chris Siders?
Yes.
Clay Parker?
Yes.
Amanda Jenkins?
Yes.
Danielle Eystone? Jonna Jones?
Yes.
Jim Bouquet?
Yes.
Dave Demo? Lou Beats?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you very much. We'll move on to item six, the annual review of the Conflict of Interest Code. Rachel, do you have any issues on this?
No, I just want to report that we do have to do our biannual review of our Conflict of Interest Code. After reviewing the code with both the agency's attorney and myself, we've determined that it does need to be amended. And the only amendment that's needed is to add the Organic Materials Program Coordinator classification.
Okay, and has that been done in this document?
Yes.
So it's ready for approval?
Yes. So once it's approved by this board, then it would go to the code reviewing body, and that's the Board of Supervisors, for their consideration.
Okay. Entertain a motion.
Actually, before the motion, Clay Parker here, page 233, the actual resolution, if you go passed and adopted, should be 6th day of July.
Thank you.
With that correction, I'd make a motion.
Thank you for the motion. I'll entertain a second.
Bert, second.
Thank you, Bert. Rachel, call the roll.
Dennis Garten.
Yes.
Steve Shamblin?
Yes.
Candy Carlson?
Yes.
Bob Williams?
Yes.
Bert Bundy?
Yes.
Chris Siders?
Yes.
Blake Parker?
Yes.
Amanda Jenkins?
Yes.
Danielle Eyestone? Johnny Jones?
Yes.
Jim Bouquet?
Yes.
Dave Demo? Lou Beats?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Motion carried?
Yes, it does.
Very good. Do we have anything else, Rachel?
I have nothing else for the board.
And with the public hearing, when will that go into effect to increase the number of cars to and the tonnage?
So once we submit our application to CalRecycle, they have 120 days to review it and make a consideration. So approximately 120 days.
Very good. Thank you. Any other comments for the good of the order? If not, thank you all for attending. We'll talk to you in a month.
Thank you.